بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 19th session for level 2 hadith, يعني Arabic lessons in hadith, level 2, Islamic University of Medina. This is our 19th session and our 19th hadith. Normally in the beginning of the class we usually take some time to review some of the hadith, but because the time for the Iqamah was changed, so we lost 15 minutes, so we took advantage of that time and we reviewed, yani, before Salat. So we're going to skip this second review, yani, due to that reason, and we're going to start immediately with the hadith for today. Okay, so the hadith for today is hadith number 19, Ad-Darsu At-Tasi'u Ashara, the 19th lesson on page 44. Before I read the hadith, I also want to mention that anybody who came just before the Salat, we had mentioned a little earlier that we are considering, very, very seriously considering, giving an opportunity to compete with one another in the memorization of these hadith, or at least to check, yani, our memorization by yani, maybe writing out the hadith. At the end of this course, we'll have a session where everybody will have a chance, yani, to write out the hadith that they have memorized, either the first 10 or the last 10, or all 20, yani, as you like. We're going to talk more about that in the next session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But if you would like to compete, then please, yani, sharpen up your reviews, your memory. Okay, Ad-Darsu At-Tasi'u Ashara, the 19th lesson. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان رواه Al-Bukhariyu. Okay, this hadith is a very famous hadith that maybe many of us have memorized, even if just in English. Probably we memorize it at least in English. And inshallah today, if we haven't memorized it in Arabic, today we're going to try to memorize it in Arabic. And we're going to look at some of the vocabulary words in this hadith and some of the grammatical points, as well as some of the benefits of the hadith in terms of its yani, Sharia meanings. Let's look at the hadith a little bit more closely here, and I look at some of the words and some of the grammatical points that we should be paying attention to. Okay, so the hadith is An ibn Umara, yani An ibn Umara radiyallahu anhuma. First point is that ibn, yani, is majrur because of what? Because of the preposition An. An ibn. And of course, this is Hamzatul Wasl, the Aleph in front of, yani, after the An, is Hamzatul Wasl, so it just means join whatever is before it, the Kasra from An, to the letter with Sukun after it, An Nib. So it should be joined together, An Nibni Umara. And here, Umara, yani, what is the Arab of Umara? Mudawfun ilayhi majroor, yani, it's mudawf to Ibn, the son of Umar. And since it's majroor, yani, the sign that is majroor here should be kasra, but instead it's fatha because this word Umar is mamnoom in a sarf. Okay, so we got an ibn Umara radiyallahu anhuma. May Allah be pleased with both of them. And the scholars, they say that whenever a companion is mentioned who was a yani Muslim in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his father was also a Muslim, then we should say radiyallahu anhuma. May Allah be pleased with both of them. Okay, so this hadith is on the authority of Abdul ibn Umar. May Allah be pleased with him and his father. Qala. He, Abdul ibn Umar, said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Qala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beginning of the hadith. Buniya al-Islamu ala khamsin. Yani, Islam is built upon five foundations, five pillars, five essential matters, five great magnificent actions that Allah has legislated for the believers. Buniya al-Islamu ala khamsin. We're going to come back to this a little bit. Islam is built or based upon five foundations. The first of them is Shahadati. Notice that Shahadati is Kesra. Huh? Kesra following Khamsin. Khamsin, yani built upon five. Yani built upon five. What are those five? It's built upon number one. Yani Buni al-Islam ala Shahadati. An la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Muhammadan Rasulullah. Yani the first of them is the Shahada, bearing witness that la ilaha, there's nothing worthy of worship. Yani la ma'bud bihaqqin illallah, except Allah. There's nothing worthy of worship except Allah. Wa anna Muhammadan, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasulullah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. This is the first of the five. And the second one, yani buni al-Islam ala iqamis salat. Also, it is built upon what? Ala iqamis salat. Yani wa here is meaning that this is a conjunction joining iqamis salat to this beginning of the sentence. Buni al-Islam ala khamsin. The first of them is shahada, and the second of them is iqamis salat, the establishment of the salat. And that means praying on time, performing the prayers in the proper manner, for men going to the masjid in jama'ah and so on. Whatever is required by the sharia. Wa iqamis salat, establishment of the salat. Wa ita'iz zakat, and the giving of the zakat, the charity. And sometimes the word zakat is distinguished from the word sadaqa. And normally people distinguish them by saying zakat is obligatory charity and sadaqa is voluntary charity, and that's not necessarily so. And in some cases it can be distinguished like that, but Allah uses the word sadaqa in the Quran and Surah At-Tawbah to mean obligatory charity. So this is not an absolute yani distinction between these two words. But here, in any case, the meaning here we mean by zakat, obligatory, the obligatory charity that Allah has made obligatory upon the people who meet its requirements. So this is the second, iqamis salati. The third, ita'iz zakat, the giving, paying of the yani obligatory charity. Wal hajji, and also the pilgrimage. This is the fourth of these five matters. And the fifth of them, wasawmi ramadana. So notice that shahadati and iqami salat and ita'i zakat wal hajji wasawmi, all of them are majroor. This is because of the conjunction. Wow. Yani wa iqami salat, wa ita'i zakat, wal hajji wasawmi. This is wow al-atif. And this wow al-atif, it is the wow that means end, A-N-D, this and that. So whatever is connected by wow al-atif, it's connected to something before it, it takes the same grammatical ruling. If that which is before it is majroor, as in this case, then everything that's connected by the wow al-atif also is going to be majroor. Wa alaykum salam wa barakatuh. And of course we know that there are other wows. There's waw al-hal and there's waw al-qasm and different types of waw. But here we're talking about what? Waw al-atf, the conjunction, this and that. Yani the testimony of la ilaha illallah and the establishment of salat and the giving of zakat and the performance of pilgrimage and the fast of the month of Ramadan. And here we see that the i'rab of Ramadan, yani was sawmi Ramadan. Ramadan, he is mudafan ilayhi. Mudaf, it's an idafa construction. The fast of Ramadan. So here, Ramadan is mudafan ilayhi, and the mudaf ilayhi is always majroor, except that Ramadan is mamnu min as-sarf, so it doesn't take kasra when it's majroor, rather it takes fatha. Tayyib, any question about the wording, the vocabulary words in this hadith? Any question about any of the wording, any of the words in this hadith? Yani buniya al-islamu, we're going to look at this. We'll come back to buniya al-islamu ala khamsin. Islam is built upon five. Shahada means testimony, bearing witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. And the establishment, iqam, yani iqam al-salat means the establishment of the prayer, wa ita'i zakat. We're going to look at these words in a little more detail as we go through the lesson, the root of iqami and ita'i. And these are masdars that come from yani verbs. Zakat, al-hajj, everybody knows. Sawm Ramadan, we know all these words. Okay, any question? Okay, the one thing we want to look at in detail in this lesson today is this word, Buniya, Buniya al-Islamu. This verb, Buniya, is yani structured in such a way that indicates to us the one who did the action indicating the verb is not mentioned. Not mentioned. So they call this verb that is its voweling is changed. They call it yani mabniyun lil majhul. And by majhul, though literally majhul means unknown, but actually the intended meaning of it is not mentioned. Yani غير مذكور. Because the one who did the action is not mentioned but may be known. As in this case, Buni al-Islam ala khamsin. Who did the action of establishing Islam upon five? Allah. So we know who is doing the action, though he's not mentioned. Okay, so mabniyun lil majhul doesn't mean necessarily. Could be that the one who did the action is unknown, or it may not be that it's unknown, but that the one who did the action is not mentioned. Okay, so pay attention to this. And this structure of the word here, with the past tense verb taking dhamma and kasra, is the form for the verb that is structured, yani, for the use without the mention of the fa'il, the one who's doing the action. Okay, that's the certain way that the verb is structured. And in this case, the word Islam becomes the na'ib fa'il, and the na'ib fa'il takes the same rule as the fa'il, it's marfu'un. Otherwise, in the original sentence, if we had a normal verb here, then this would have been the maf'ulun bi. It would be bana Allahu al-Islama. Yani Allah built Islam upon five. But since the fa'il is not mentioned, so we get the bunya al-Islamu. So instead of it being the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha, it became the na'ib fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. In any case, this is a grammatical point that might be above or beyond some of us. We didn't reach that discussion in grammar yet, but for those who have studied yani this type of structure, then please pay attention to this. Buniyal Islamu ala khamsin. Okay, that's what I wanted to say here. Any question about the wording of the hadith or grammatical points concerning this hadith? Otherwise, we're going to go and read what has been mentioned here concerning vocabulary and grammar. Now,
with the buniya.
Now,
you said because of it was dealing with the majhul, it was a certain pattern. You said buniya?
Yeah, it takes dhamma and kasra.
Huh?
Yeah, like qatala, yani he killed. If you change it to this form, it would be qutila, dhamma kasra. Qutila. Yani daraba, you would say duriba, dhamma kasra.
Now, the verb is on this pattern, that's what it's
called. Yeah, if a verb is mabniyun lil majhul, it takes, in the past tense, it takes dhamma kasra.
Okay.
Takes dhamma kasra. Alright, let's look at the book on page 44. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with them. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam is built upon five, yani five foundations, bearing witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. That's tremendous, right? Yani this is the core of Islam. The Tawheed. Nothing has a right to be worshipped except Allah. Anything that's considered worship, not just prayer and fasting, but anything that's considered worship, belongs to Allah alone. Wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, and this is the second part of the Shahadatain, and this is the second foundation that Islam, yani, that is the core of Islam, yani, that Allah alone deserves to be worshipped, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. It is through him that we know how Allah is to be worshipped. And it's not just good enough that a person says, okay, I'll worship Allah alone. But they worship Allah however they want to. No. You have to worship Allah alone in accordance with the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these two things are inseparable. This shahadatain, sometimes we refer to it here as shahada, yani bearing witness. But there are two matters that we are bearing witness to, and they are inseparable, mutalazima. Yani, bearing witness that Allah alone deserves to be worshipped, and that he has to be worshipped according to the guidance that came with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The establishment of salah, and this is critical for every Muslim, that we must establish the salah in our lives, yani day and night, in public and private, with our families, and whatever, in the community. We have to do whatever is required from Islam to establish the salah. Because if we don't establish the salah, yani, the structure will collapse. The giving of the zakat, the performance of pilgrimage at least once in a lifetime, and fasting the month of Ramadan, as we know, yani all of us are adults, we know that this is yani once a year, the fast of Ramadan, Rahul al-Bukhari. Okay, the first note that's mentioned here, bana, the verb bana is the past tense, yabani is the present tense, yani means to build something, bana, yabani. Wal-amru, the fi'l amru, the command form is ibni. Distinguish this word from ibni. Yani ibni means my son. This ibni is a verb, a fi'l amru, imperative, yani command form, ibni. Yani means build something. The masdar, the infinitive, is bina'un. Bina'un. Yani building. The second word that came here is comes from bana yabni, the form when the fa'il is not being mentioned. They said bunya is mabaniyun lil majhul. Yani it is structured in such a way that the one who is doing the action of the verb is unknown, or more exactly is not mentioned. Could be unknown perhaps sometimes, and could also be known, but not mentioned. Not mentioned in the speech, in the sentence. Okay, so this bunya is a verb that is mabniyun lil majhul. It is built or structured to be used in a sentence where the doer of the action, the fa'il, is not mentioned. So for example, you say, this should be number one, bunya hadhal masjidu qabla miyati sanatin. Bunya hadhal masjidu قبل مئتي سنة. Meaning?
This masjid was built
Before 100 years. Yani 100 years ago. The second sentence, متى بني بيتك. Meaning? When was your house built? متى, when, بني, when was it built? Yani when was what built? بيتك, your house. When was your house built? Okay, so these are two examples of the use of the verb, yani bunya, bunya, where the doer of the action is not mentioned. Yani, when was your house built? There's no mention of who built it, just when was it built. Yani, this masjid was built before 100 years, but there's no mention of who built it, just that it was built. Okay, this is what we mean by mabniyun lil majhul, the doer of the action of building is not mentioned. The next word that's mentioned is ala khamsin, yani upon five, and the meaning of ala khamsin is a ala khamsi da'aim. Ala khamsi da'aim. Da'aim is the plural of di'amatun. As you see in the parenthesis after it, di'amatun is the singular. Wa jam'uha, its plural is da'aim. And the meaning of di'ama, the singular, or da'aim, it means a pillar or a foundation, something that supports, holds up something else, props it up, a pillar or a foundation. So the meaning here is Islam is built upon five pillars or five foundations. You could say rukn is also the same type of meaning. Naam, we say that arkan al-Islam khamsa, right? The pillars of Islam are five based on this hadith. The next word that's mentioned is shahida, the verb shahida, because in this hadith the word came, yani the five is what? Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So this word shahada, it comes from the verb shahida, yashhadu. Shahida, yashhadu. Like shariba, yashrabu. Shahida means to witness, or to bear witness, or to be present when something happens. Shahida. Yani he, shahida means he witnessed it. He was present. He saw it. He heard it. He was a witness to it. The past tense shahida, the present tense, yashhadu, the masdar, the infinitive, meaning the noun that has the meaning of action that comes from that verb without yani mentioning time, yani when it took place, past or present, or who did the action. This is the masdar, the infinitive. It's a noun that has the meaning of action from the verb. Shahada is the masdar, yani bearing witness. The next word is aqama, the past tense, yuqimu, the present tense, and the masdar is either iqamatun with ta marbuta or iqamun. without Tarmabuta. Both of these are masdar from the verb aqama, yuqimu, and this verb is the fourth pattern verb, fourth, yani, from the increased verbs, yani from af'ala, like aslama or amana, aqama, yuqimu, and its masdar is iqamatun, establishing, or iqamun. Then they gave us the example here, qama hamidun, yani to distinguish between the verb qama and the verb aqama. Qama is the first form of the verb, aqama is from the fourth form of the verb. Okay, and the difference between them, qama hamidun, Hamid stood up himself. But aqama al-mudarrisu hamidan means the teacher made Hamid stand up. Okay, so qama yakumu means to stand, but aqama yuqimu means to cause somebody else to stand. Okay, so the example they gave us, qama hamidun, Hamid stood up on his own. And the second, aqama al-mudarrisu hamidan, yani the word hamidan is on the next page. Yani the teacher caused Hamid to stand up. Okay, after this, the next word that they gave us is ata. Distinguish here between ata, which means ja'a, he came, ata, and ata with elongation. Yani ata is the fourth form of the verb again, like af'ala, just like the previous verb, aqama. Ata, its meaning is a'ta. Yani ata with regular ta, its meaning is a'ta with, yani the heavy letter ta. Yani ata, a'ta, have the same meaning. It means to give. The mudari of ata is yu'ti. And the command form is ati. Yani atihi, give him the food, for example. Atihi, at-ta'am. The masdar, the infinitive form from this verb is i-ta-un. I-ta-un. And likewise, yani the meaning of ata we said is a'ta. So a'ta is also a fourth form verb. Yani it's not mentioned here, but its mudari form would be what? A'ta, yu'ti, yu'ti. And its command form should be? La. Look, the command form from ata, yu'ti is ati, ati. A'ti, a'ti. A'ti. Hamza, Ayn, Ta. A'ti. And the masdar should be? I'ta'un. I'ta'un. Okay, the next word that they gave us is hajja. And then they have, Lam yahujj. Yeah, this is a printing mistake. Yani, if it is majzoom, it should be lam yahujja with fatha instead of dhamma. Hajja. In any case, lam probably shouldn't be there. It should just be hajja yahujju. That's what should be written. It should just be hajja yahujju without lam, without the lam there. Yeah, it should be just the past tense and present tense. Madi and mudari. Hajja yahujju. And the masdar infinitive form, hajjun, hajjun. And that came in this hadith near the end. Yani wal hajj, yani doing hajj, performing hajj. Yani the past tense verb hajja, he performed the pilgrimage. The present tense form yahujju, he is performing pilgrimage. And hajjun is the performance of pilgrimage. The last word they gave us, sama yasumu, past tense and present tense means to fast. And its masdar is yani either sawmun or siyamun. Both of them are infinitives for the verb sama yasumu. Sawm means fasting, siyam also means fasting. Okay, after this, the questions are relatively brief, so we should be able to finish them. And if we have a few minutes, we'll make some comments on this hadith and its importance. The first set of questions says on page 45, Ajib an ma ya'ati, answer concerning what follows. Qala, number one, Qala alayhi salatu wasalam, Buniya al-Islam ala khamsin. Buniya al-Islam ala khamsin. Islam is built upon five. فما الدعائم الخمس التي بني عليها الإسلام. So what are the five foundations or pillars which Islam is built upon? What are those five pillars? Naam. One. First, in order. Huh? In order. What's one of them? First, in order. Shahadati and la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Second one. Naam. Iqam al-salat. Third one. Itai al-zakat. Fourth one. In this hadith. Wal-hajji. And the fifth one. Salmi Ramadan. In most of the narrations of the hadith it came, yani hajj last. But in this hadith it came, yani next to last, as number four. طيب, the second question. Akmal al-hadith. Buni al-islam ala khamsin. Somebody? Complete after this word. Buni al-Islam ala khamsin. What comes? Shahada. Shahada. Say it. Say the hadith just as it is.
Anna shahadat la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah.
Iqam al-salat. Wa iqam al-salat.
Wa ita'i zakat.
Wal-hajji. Wa وَسَوْمِي رَمَضَان. Remember, وَعَوَ الْعَطِفِ سَوْمِي رَمَضَان. طيب, question number three. من الصحابي الذي روى الحديث بني الإسلام على خمس؟ من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث؟ نعم, وليد. ها؟ ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. يعني his first name is what? عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنه. ومن المحدث الذي أخرجه؟ And who is the scholar who يعني reported this hadith for us, collected it. نعم. الإمام البخاري رحمه الله. Okay, after this, the second set of questions. There's three questions. The first question, هاتي المضاري والمصدر من الأفعال الآتية. يعني two parts to this question. هاتي, give, the مضاري, present tense form, and the مصدر, the infinitive of the following verbs. الأفعال الآتية. We have to give two things. يعني they give you the past tense, you have to give the present tense, and the masdar. Okay, for bana. Yabni bina'un. Taib. Shahida. Shahida. Somebody. Shahida. Shahida. Yashhadu. Masdar. Shahada. Aqama. Aqama. Yuqimu. The masdar. Iqamun aw iqamatun. طيب, ata, to give. Ata. Ya'ti. Ya'ti is the mudari of ata. It's not ata, ya'ti. This is ata. Yu'ti. The master. Ita'un. Hajja. Yahujju. Hajja, yahujju. The master. Hajjun. Siyam, Sama, Sama, Yasumu, Mazda, Saum, or Siyam, Saum or Siyam. Naam. On page 46, second question, Ayyu Shaharin, Ya'ati Qabla Ramadan, Wa Ayyun Ba'dahu. There's two parts. The first part, Ayyu Shaharin, Ya'ati Qabla Ramadan. What's the meaning of the question? Which month comes before Ramadan? Yani, which month comes before Ramadan? Naam. He said Sha'ban. Yani, Shahr Sha'ban Ya'ti Qabla Ramadan. Wa ayyun ba'dahu? And which one comes after it? Shawwal. Shahru Shawwal Ya'ti ba'da Ramadan. What's the first month in the Muslim calendar? Muharram. Muharram. And the second? Safar. And the third? Rabi al-Awwal. And the fourth? Rabi al-Thani. And the fifth? Jumada al-Awwal, Ula. Jumada al-Thani, Ul-Akhir. Now, the seventh month? Famous month? Rajab, Rajab. And the, naam, eighth month? Sha'ban, ninth month? Ramadan, tenth month? Shawwal, 11th month? Dhul Qa'da, and the last month? Dhul Hijjah. Dhul Hijjah. Walaykum salam. Rahmatullah. Third question. Buni al-Islam ala khamsin. ما معدود خمسٍ هنا. What is the meaning of the question? What is the معدود for خمسة in this hadith? يعني what does معدود mean? The thing that's counted. يعني the عدد is the number and the thing that you are counting is called the معدود. So what is the معدود in this sentence? بني الإسلام على خمسٍ. Okay, but will it be khamsa di'amatun? Yani khamsa, remember the ma'dud for the numbers from 1 through 10 are always what? Plural. So what's the plural? Khamsa? Yani bunya al-islam ala khams what? It's di'ama, but the plural of di'ama is what? Da'aim. It's plural, na'am. I just want to make a quick note here. We have a few moments remaining. This hadith has also been narrated with another wording. It has been narrated with another wording by Al-Imam Muslim from Abu Hurairah. Yani this hadith that Bukhari. This hadith has been narrated by Bukhari from Abdullah ibn Umar with a different wording. The wording that we have in our hadith here is Buni al-Islam ala khamsin. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. But it has also been narrated by Bukhari, hadith number 4514 from Abd ibn Umar, that with the wording Buni al-Islam ala khamsin, Imanin billahi wa rasulihi. Imanin billahi wa rasulihi. So this also gives us some further clarification of the meaning of what we mean by Shahadati an la ilaha illallah. It's not just nutq bil lisan. It's not just speech on the tongue, rather it has to be يعني اعتقاد في القلب. This hadith makes us to know that شهادتي أن لا إله إلا الله is not just a person pronouncing those words on their tongue, rather in this narration says إيمان بالله ورسوله, means a person has to have إيمان in their heart and then pronounce it on the tongue and then action, act upon it, because إيمان is what? It's اعتقاد in the heart. And it is speech on the tongue, and it is actions from the limbs of the body. So this hadith also came in Bukhari, Ibn Islam ala khamsin, Imanin billahi wa rasulihi, was salat al khams, was siyam ramadan, wa ada al zakat, wa hajj al bayt. Yani hajj al bayt meaning what? Pilgrimage to the house. Yani what house are we talking about? Bayt Allah, the house of Allah, the Kaaba. Now, also from the notes on this hadith, yani buni al-Islam ala khamsin, some of the scholars said this khamsin means a'mal al-Islam al-khams. Yani the most important actions of Islam, the five most important actions of Islam, and these actions are the foundations in reference to the structure of the building, لا وجود له إلا بها. And the Islam will not exist without these foundations. لا وجود لها. يعني لا وجود إلا بها. Also from the notes on this hadith is in some narrations of the hadith, the Hajj is mentioned as من استطاع إليه سبيل. يعني من استطاع إليه سبيل, meaning that Hajj is an obligation for the one who's able to find their way there, who has the means to get there to perform it. And this came in some other narrations with this exact wording, يعني من استطاع إليه سبيلا. And one more point that's very important here, يعني شيخ الأثيمين رحمه الله رحمة واسعة, in the explanation of this hadith, in the 40 hadith of Al-Imam Nawawi, he mentions a long discussion concerning the various types of actions that are mentioned, yani as these five pillars of Islam and the difference between them. And he starts out, I'm going to summarize what he said. He starts out by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim. And he means by that his actions are based upon wisdom. It's not haphazard. It's based upon wisdom. So he said that he has structured this great Islam with these five pillars in order that they be a test for the ibad, for the worshippers. And so they are different. They are not all the same. He gave different requirements, obligations on the people, that some of them might be easy for some people and difficult for others, while others are easy for someone else and difficult for others. And this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that the shahadatan is nutq bil lisan wa i'tiqad bil janan. Yani jinan means yani the plural of jannah, gardens. Janan is the means hearts, yani the qulub. Yani shahadatan nutq bil lisan. He said the first of them, it is speech on the tongue and is i'tiqad bil janan, conviction in the heart. And this we understand from what? From the other narration of the hadith that's built upon five, and the first of them is iman in yarhamukallah billahi wa rasuli. So here we know that this shahadatain is speech on the tongue and it is also conviction in the heart. As far as the salat, he said it is amal badani yashmalu ala qawlin wa fi'lin. Yani a physical action of the body. The salat is physical action of the body that includes both speech and action, movement of the body. But it's physical action. This is one type of worship. He says is what? Yani amal badani. Badani. Yani badan means the body. Yarhamukallah. So this is one type of action that's a physical action. And he has some discussion about, yani does it also involve spending wealth? And how it does, could in some kind of way, because in order to make salat, you have to wear clothing, right? So you got to buy some clothes and stuff like this. But he said this is not really essential to the act of, meaning it's not intended as a part of the act of salat, but salat is intended to be a physical worship. He says, itaz zakat, the giving of zakat, is ibadah maliya, la badaniya. Yani that it is what? A worship that is related to wealth, not related to physical action. So this is a different type of worship. Yani salat requires physical action. Zakat just requires giving up your wealth. You don't have to do anything physically. And he has some discussion about sometimes the person who has wealth may have to go. May have to walk or ride to find the poor person to give it to. But this is not intended as an essential part of the act of giving zakat. The third one he mentions, Sawm Ramadan, is ibadah badaniya, lakin min naw akhar. That it is also an ibadah badaniya, physical worship, but it's different from the physical worship of salat. It's a different type of physical worship, because he said salat is a physical worship, but it is an action that you have to do, while siyam is a physical action, but it doesn't require doing something, it requires what? Abstaining. Not doing something. Salat requires doing and siyam requires not doing. So both of them are physical, but they are different types of physical action. And he's showing that the differences between these different acts of worship. And then he says, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us various acts of worship, and this is in order to perfect the imtihan, the test that he intends for the people, that it's not going to be just doing one kind of thing, but people have to do various things. And then he says, Hajj al-Bayt, the pilgrimage to the house. Yani, does it require wealth? He said this requires some more discussion. Essentially he says that for some people it may require wealth. Yani, if a person is not living in Mecca, right, they gotta get there, right? If a person is living in Mecca, they don't need to spend any money other than their food and drink, which they have to spend anyway, whether they're making Hajj or not, right? So he said then, for him, in his view, he said, Hajj indi mutaraddidun baina an yakuna ibadatan maliya aw ibadatan badaniya maliya. Yani to him, he said, he is yani between it being a worship that is yani financial, or it is a worship that is both financial and physical. For some people, yani it's physical and also financial. And then the Shaykh, he closes by saying, that in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and these arkan of Islam is that a person has to yani bedlu al mahbub, they have to extend or expend or give up that which they love, wal kaf an al mahbub, and they have to restrain or refrain from something that they love, wal ijhad al badan, and they have to exert themselves physically, and all of this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving that which you love is intended by what? Zakat, because people's wealth is something they love. And refraining from that which you love is included in siyam, because you have to abstain from eating and drinking and marital relations and so on. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these worship, these different types of worship, He has made them very different from one another in order to complete and to perfect the test. Because indeed, to some people, it is easy to fast. However, it may be difficult for them to even give one coin, $1, one quarter. It may be easy to fast, but they have difficulty giving their wealth. Whereas for other people, it may be easy to pray, but it may be difficult for them to fast. Yani some people find ease in charity, some people find ease in fasting every day, no problem. Some people find ease in performing salat. So people find ease in different things and difficulty in others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested us by giving all of us something that may be easy for us and something that may also be difficult for us. And the last thing that I want to mention here, I will close with this, and we're at the end of the time, is some of the scholars said that in this hadith, yani this word Buniya al-Islam is mentioned, and they said that the doer of the action is not mentioned because the doer of the action in this case is known. And this is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Yani Naam خُلِقَ, yani the human being is created weak. The who created the human being is not mentioned because what? It is ma'loom. Yani that it is the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point here, the Shaykh says, fa'idah, the benefit from this is that فَمَا عُلِمَ شَرْعًا أَوْ قَدَرًا جَازَ أَنْ يُبْنَى فِعْلِهِ لِمَا لَمْ يُسَمْ فَاعِلُهُ. Yani that is, whatever is known either from the Sharia, or it's known, yani naturally known, yani what is the, yani who is the doer of the action, then it's permissible to use the verb that is structured in such a way so that the fa'il is not mentioned. It's permissible to do so when the one who does the action is known. When the one who has done the action is known, then it's permissible to do it like this in the Sharia. And this is the end of what we wanted to mention. Yani, there were a number of other points, but this is the core of it, the most important part of it. And again, next week is inshallah the last hadith. I should read the hadith for next week, that's right. Next week is the last hadith. And the following week, inshallah, we're going to start a new course, which we'll send notification about that, probably next week. But let me just read quickly the hadith, the final hadith for next week, for anybody who wants to prepare for it, if you haven't yet. Yani the hadith number 20 on page 46, an Abi Hurairata radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullahi, yani Rasul should be with fatha, anna Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, haqqul muslimi ala al muslimi khamsun, the right of the Muslim upon another Muslim are five. Raddu salami, yani returning the greetings of salam. Wa, the voweling in this word is wrong. It should be wa'iyadatu. Yani wa'i. Instead of fatha on the ayin, it should be kasra. And instead of kasra on the ya, it should be fatha. Iyadatu al-maridi. Iyadatu al-maridi. Wattiba'u al-janaizi. Wa ijabatu al-da'wati. وَتَشْمِيتُ الْعَاطِسِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Yani, the rights of a Muslim over a Muslim are five. رَدُّ السَّلَامِ, returning the greetings of salam. أَيَّادَةُ الْمَرِيدِ, visiting the sick person. وَاتِّبَاعُ الْجَنَائِزِ, following the funeral procession. وَإِجَابَةُ الدَّعْوَةِ, answering, accepting an invitation when you are invited. وَتَشْمِيتُ الْعَاطِسِ, and yani when the person sneezes and says alhamdulillah, saying to them yarhamukallah. Hadith muttafaqun alayh. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.